In local news, fears of an accident on Old Mountain Road continue as drivers avoiding longer detours continue to inundate the road, while the local council issued another reminder yesterday that the road is closed to through traffic. Children use the road to walk to school in Waitatuna, and residents report they're worried about how many people are using the road and the excessive speed from drivers who are unfamiliar with the road. State Highway 23 is due to reopen at the end of the month, and the recent week of good weather hopefully means they're on target to get the work done on time. And the surf has officially been described as epic today by Surfline forecaster James Fraserhurst. So it's lucky that Lawa changed the status of the water to safe for swimming earlier this week. The harbour has also been downgraded from don't swim to caution following the positive E. coli test taken near the campground a couple of weeks ago. And back to the roads while we wait for State Highway 23 to reopen. State Highway 39, the main road to Kawhia, also has a few problems with an underslip endangering access to that community. Workers are pouring concrete down the crack this week with a more long-term solution to follow up. And concern about the construction of a 5G cell phone tower by the water tower on Norrie Ave has hit local social media this week. This was flagged at a community board meeting last year, and while there was a great deal of opposition within the community, companies have a legal right to install communication equipment alongside the road. Vodafone's main priority was to install it near some trees so it wouldn't be visible to people driving down the main road coming into Raglan. And in local sport, it's been announced the Rip Curl Pro is returning to Raglan for the 23rd edition this March on the weekend of the 18th and 19th. Having missed out for two of the last 3 years, the event has usually been the focal point of domestic surfing for over two decades, with the perfect waves of Manu Bay matched by the best surfing talent in the country. June Kennings and Pia Rogers are looking to carry on their impressive start to the season after securing national titles at Piha in January. Kennings will come up against some tough competition from local surfers like Caleb Cutmore, who won the New Zealand Surf Series in 22, and defending event champion Taylor Hutchinson, who won in 2021 because we didn't have it last year. And lastly, the Karioi Sheepdog Trial is happening this Friday and Saturday. Several hundred sheep are currently being prepared for the trial, which will be held at 143 Pond Road. Competitors will be attempting to control sheep in events like the long head, the short head and yard, and hunterway courses like the zigzag hunt. Spectators are welcome. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, the 22nd of February, 2023.